Hello, my audioboo friends. It is Stefano. It is April 1st, 2012. I forgot this morning when I was going for my walk to mention that it was April Fool's Day. So I hope you, if you did do a little prank on somebody, that it wasn't too bad and that they had a good laugh about it. I didn't. I checked the internet this morning, a couple of news sites. I checked Google and see what they always post something kind of funny for April Fool's Day. And sure enough, Google had posted that they were going to have an 8-bit version of Google Maps for the NES system. So that's a... And I'm sure if you go there and check it out, you have to look for... you go to Google and then you... I think it's the somewhere on the page, there's a link called Quest. And if you click on it, it brings you to what would essentially be the 8-bit version of Google Maps. I haven't looked at it myself. I just read a little brief news item that said that's what they had. So I'm out doing a little bit of grocery shopping. And normally I do it on Monday evenings, but we ran out of a few things, so I'm getting. I'm getting some groceries, some orange juice for my girls at home because they're both of them have come down with the sniffles and a cold. So I'm hoping to get them some vitamin C, much needed vitamin C. And then I'm going to go over to a fast food place called Harvey's and get them a couple of cheeseburgers. So, yeah. And... you won't believe what I'm doing this evening at home. This morning I said I was probably going to go see my mom, which I most likely will, much later in the evening. It is currently 5 o'clock, you know, just about 5 o'clock in the evening. And much later, probably around 8, maybe 8:30, I'll be heading out to my mom's place. And bringing a couple of the cassettes that she gave me, the songs on those cassettes, on an SD card, so I can put it on her photo frame, and she can listen to some of her music on her photo frame, because she no longer has a cassette player, and that's what I'm doing. I'm transferring cassettes, music on cassettes, over to MP3 using my Zoom H4. I've got a digital recorder made by a company called Zoom. It's a Japanese company. And this particular model is called the H4. The 4 stands for 4-track digital recorder, but it can also do basic stereo MP3 tracks, anywhere from 64 kilobits right up to a variable bit rate. For those of you who know what the heck I'm talking about, it's very, very good quality. It also does WAV files and WAV files of, I think it's 44 kilohertz, and I'm not sure if it even does higher than that. I'll have to check. But this thing has been a workhorse for me. I've done podcasts with it. I've been doing some music stuff with it. It has helped me transfer a lot of my old LPs over to MP3. So it's just been phenomenal. It is great. If you're ever in the market for a little digital recorder, a handheld, the H4 has a little cousin called the H2, or the handy recorder. The handy recorder. And... phenomenal little machine, not that expensive for what you get. Amazing. I mean, the build quality is good. Of course, they're plastic, so you still have to be careful with them, but very good build quality, reliable to a fault. It's amazing. So that's what I'm doing. I've got an old cassette recorder that I found in the trash of all places. I'll have to tell that story one day, but I did. Somebody had thrown it out, a beautiful Technics double deck machine on their garbage can, along with the manual and the remote control. Okay, I still can't believe this. And I've hooked it up, and I've had it for several years now. Don't use it all that much. I only use it for transferring the occasional cassette. And my mother gave me basically a bag full of them and said, well, can you do something with these? And I sure can. So that's what I'm going to be doing. Later on this evening, I'm going to be transferring one just to try it out on her photo frame and see what the quality of sound is like. So catch you later, and have a great rest of the day if you're listening to this now.